For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. USDA has released its August estimate of the corn and soybean crops in the United States. The corn crop down a percentage point from last year, but still manages to be the third largest on record at 10.976 billion bushels, with an average yield of 152.2 bushels the acre. The soybean harvest estimated 5% smaller than 2005, on average yield of 39.6 bushels the acre, totaling 2.93 billion bushels to put away this fall. University of Illinois Extension Ag Economist Darrell Goods here to explore the report and its potential impact. Darrell, most were surprised USDA tallied 152.2 average corn yield nationwide. Was it Iowa that kicked that number up?
I think to a big extent it was, Todd. I mean, when we look at the weekly crop condition reports, we have seen improving crop conditions in Illinois, and not so surprised by the 173 bushel average yield here, but the Iowa crop conditions have been less, a smaller percentage of the crop rated good or excellent, and a lot more discussion coming out of Iowa about poor crops. Yet that forecast is at 173 bushels as well. So I think that's a bit of a surprise and probably accounts for a good portion of the increase in yield over expectations for the August report.
As you take a look at the rest of the numbers for the corn, anything that surprised you more than the 152.2?
I think a little bit surprised on the old crop, Todd. I thought maybe USDA would bump their export projection one more time for the 05-06 marketing year. I just noted that with 4 weeks left in the year, we only need to average about 40 million bushels a week to reach their projection. In recent weeks, we've been doing over 50 million a week. So potentially we could see exports, you know, a few million bushels higher. Overall, that probably doesn't change the supply-demand balance very much, but wouldn't be surprised to see that inch up a little bit. The other number I think that, while not a surprise, but is encouraging, the USDA did increase their forecast of feed and residual use of corn for the year ahead. And I think part of that, much of it perhaps, is that we are looking at smaller crops for oats, barley, sorghum, the competing feed grains. Corn is going to have a little less competition during the year ahead. So overall, a very strong demand picture being put forth by USDA. And we'll have to wait and see where that crop actually comes in.
As we take a look at the numbers you just talked about, the carryover figures and then showing an unchanged carryover for this year now at 2.062 billion bushels for the corn crop. Next year, raised up at 1.232 billion bushels, that up from 1.077. So the crop's not going to be quite as tight next fall as it was expected to be.
No, that's right. I mean, 1.2 billion carryover is getting a little snug, but I think as long as that number is projected to be above a billion bushels, the market doesn't get too concerned at this juncture. The big crunch is going to come, I think, in the spring, and the question is going to start being asked, are we going to get an acreage response in 2007 to this escalating use of ethanol and this tight stock situation? We probably need to see a pretty good jump in corn acres next year, and that'll become the issue as we move into spring planting time.
Carryover for this year in the beans, by the way, now at 515, and that is down from the 545 estimate in July for the current marketing season. The next year at 450 million bushels, down from 560. So the beans should be getting a little tighter as we get into the following year.
Beans a little tighter. You know, there's been talk all along from some sectors that we could see 700 million bushel carryover on soybeans, and certainly that potential was there if we had a yield of rather than 39.6, if we were looking at 42, 43 bushels per acre, we'd be looking at a lot of higher carryover. But 450, that number keeps coming down. It's certainly not a shortage of soybeans. But it does put a little more pressure, I think, on the South American crop in the year ahead, that if for some reason we do see a significant shortfall there, then all of a sudden things look a little snug on soybeans as well. But we've got a long way to go before we really start talking about a shortage of soybeans.
Prior to and just after the crop production report, many of the pundits and the analysts were saying, well, store it all, corn and soybeans. In reality, can that be the case?
Well, we clearly can't store it all, and the market won't allow us to store it all because we have to use some every day. and we use millions of bushels every day, so we have to market some of it, and clearly some of the crop has been forward priced and will be delivered for use at harvest time. But I think, you know, in the corn market, certainly the weak bases and the large carry that we've seen has said we should try to store as much of the crop as we can as producers. The question has always been, however, should that crop be stored unpriced, or should it be stored basically hedged in order to capture those much higher prices that the market has offered out front? And right now, in looking back, it says, we should plan to store that crop, but we should have had it hedged going into this report. So that question will continue to be raised. Do I just want to store that crop expecting that cash prices will eventually catch up to the futures market, or do I want to get that futures price locked in and store it hedged?
And how do you deal with the soybeans in this, which I suspect almost none have been marketed ahead at this point and will have to be either sold or stored over the scale?
Yeah, we've got a serious problem, I think, with soybeans short term, because we're still carrying large quantities of old crop soybeans with a 515 million bushel carryover. We've just got a lot of old crop beans out there that some producers are going to have to move before the new harvest, particularly as the loans on those beans mature here in August and September. And then without much of a carry in the market, even though we have a weak nearby basis, the soybean market is really not screaming to store the crop like corn is. So there could be a bit of a supply rush here as we go into very late summer and early harvest period, a lot of beans looking for a place to go.
And I suppose finally the real big question of the day on crop production estimates is what happens in September?
That really is the question, and markets very quickly look forward to that report. On one hand, you hear analysts right after the report saying a big corn number, big crops get bigger, let's expect this number to go up in September, October. Others are, you know, always a little contrarian on that, saying when USDA actually gets into the field and is able to harvest some grain, and we find that maybe the kernels are a little light, or we didn't pollinate all the way to the end of the cob, some are expecting that yield number will come down. So that's what makes markets. We've got people on both sides. It just seems to me that given the crop ratings in August and the fairly decent weather we've had the first half of August, I would really not anticipate the corn number coming down. And I think you could make an argument that the soybean estimate may get a little larger because of a widespread rainfall first half of August.
Daryl, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Todd.
University of Illinois Extension ag economist Daryl Good. I'm Todd Gleason.